Americans nominate their towns for Google Fiber. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Google this week said it would build and test a fast internet service in a few communities, providing service to as many as 500,000 people. The planned fiber optic network would transfer data at 1 gigabit per second. That's fast enough to grab a high-definition movie in about 5 minutes. Google is asking city officials and plain old residents to nominate their towns. Those nominations are already flowing in. The Sun Star newspaper in Merced, California, in the vast agricultural region known as the Central Valley, ran an editorial yesterday trying to rally community support for a bid to get Google to build its fast network there. Online content editor Brandon Bowers wrote that editorial.
Merced is a, I don't want to call it a disconnected community, but we're isolated from any other metro areas. And a project like the one Google announced yesterday seems like it'd be one of the best ways to connect Merced with other larger, more affluent areas of the state.
What would a super fast internet infrastructure do for the people of Merced?
I think it could do a lot of good in Merced, and Merced certainly needs it. It's one of the hardest hit places in the country for the foreclosure crisis, and it's just taking hit after hit. The economy is terrible here. A lot of people out of jobs. What it could do is it could help put people back to work by allowing them to telecommute, if they have that kind of job, to areas, the Bay Area, to Los Angeles, to Sacramento, other places in the country. And the other part of it is healthcare and education. We've got the newest University of California campus here in Merced. And I think that's the biggest part of our plea to Google, because it's such a big part of the community here now. But what they're planning right now is to build the Valley's first medical school. And for anyone who doesn't know, there's a real lack of medical access in the Valley. People here just don't have the kind of access to doctors and hospitals that they do in other places. The medical school has said they'd like to change that by creating homegrown doctors, people who are trained here and then stay to practice here in the Valley. What high-speed internet could do is closer connect the classroom environment with the hospitals already around the Valley.
Brandon Bowers with the Merced, California Sun Star. So why does Google want to build its own fiber optic network? I put that question to Stacy Higginbotham, who covers broadband and telecom issues for tech blog GigaOhm.
Google wants to test the boundaries of what you can deliver via the web. And you need really fast speeds to do some of these things, some of which we've never even imagined. The other is a bit more interesting in terms of it trying to introduce this super fast network that no other internet service provider offers as a way to kind of galvanize the ISPs and the Federal Communications Commission to kind of ask really hard questions about why they're not delivering speeds that are that fast.
That sounds like sort of a noble cause in a way, but what's Google's self-interest here?
They have a vested interest in bringing the internet to as many people as possible because they make money selling ads over the internet. So at the core of all of this is Google wanting to expand the internet, Google wanting to have the capacity to offer really innovative services, and Google trying to pressure ISPs to get in line and do the same sort of thing.
Is this Google getting into the internet service provider business?
I don't think so. It definitely has an interest in owning as much of its infrastructure as possible. But at the end of the day, I don't think Google wants to spend up to $300 billion to provide fiber to the entire U.S., or even $1 billion providing it to 1% of the U.S.
Stacy Higginbotham with tech blog GigaOhm. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.